Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Basically, what bureaucrats are doing and all this henpecking through the corporate structure is they want to see how much they can get you to do, how many orders they can follow. They can put you in jail for a $2 bill. It's totally legal, lawful. They'll do it. If they can forcibly inoculate your kids, felonies each time they do it, they'll do it. If they can give little kids, you know, live syphilis injections, they'll do it. And then announce it on the news and not get in trouble. So it's a process of the criminals beating us into submission, trying to break our will. TSA, that's what all of it is. The globalists have psych warfare manuals that are public. It's all a big joke to them. Well, I got news for you, scum. You may think the rest of the public are animals and you're going to run over them. You don't have a legal or lawful right to do this to me. I'm sentient. I'm smarter than you are. And we're going to expose you and you're going to be brought to justice, okay? I declare in front of the whole universe and God, I am not your property, and I declare war against your attacks. Okay? The ancient right to resist being oppressed and overrun by scum, I call you out. Let's go ahead and talk to Gina in California. Or no, she's in Nevada talking about Californians, because I brought up the Californians. They'll just walk up here in Austin and command you. They'll tell you you have too many kids. They told me my truck's too big. I mean, they are the supreme leaders. And they've punched out of California and come here to rule me. They're not really Californians. They're globalons. They've now brought down California to a certain extent. Now they're moving on to a new area to wreck it. Go ahead, Gina. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller. I just want to let you know, when I was driving cabs here in Las Vegas, it seems that the attitude of the younger people is pretty much arrogant from California, and everything that goes on in California seems to bleed right into Las Vegas. And it's just irritating.
Did you get to where you could tell if somebody was a Californian?
Yes, and I could also tell who was a Texan and who was a Canadian, because those two people happen to be the friendliest people you ever want to meet.
Oh, yeah, when I've been in Europe or Latin America and they hear I'm a Texan, there's like five waiters right there, and just because they know we don't act like animals, at least. And then I had the Californians tell me that I'm backwards and pathetic.
Well, here's the kicker. I'm from San Francisco, and I just can't believe the attitude, you know?
By the way, 50 years ago, because I've talked to family and also read a lot of literature, Californians were the coolest people. They were Texan beyond Texan. And then now all the yuppies and trendies and New York, Manhattan folks, and folks in New York are great too, but all the trendies moved there. So see, they're not really Californians, they're trendies. And these are the grandkids of trendies. And they've all come here. You know, California was made up out of gold rush people and farmers and ranchers and woodsmen and hunters and researchers and trailblazers and sailors, but also entrepreneurs and brewers and everything else. And so it became the best state in the country, and now it got overrun with trendies, and now it's the heart of the Hollywood culture. And it is like, I mean, these Californians, I mean, they are a piece of work, and I'm talking about older people too. I mean, they are just the most self-centered, hollow, arrogance the word. They just think they're movie stars. And the only thing that makes them melt is when they learn you are a, quote, well-known person, then they get totally freaked out and hate you. And it's like, it's beyond bizarre. Anything else you'd like to add about your experiences with Californians?
Just that before I left there, I was living in Marin County driving buses. And, you know, I would ask people where they were from because I could tell they weren't from the Bay Area. And, yeah, so before I left, a lot of them were all transplants from different states.
Let me ask you this. Who's nicer, Texans or Canadians?
Oh, you guys are both equal. Both equal.
Yeah, I found Canadians are super nice. Maybe we can crossbreed Canadians with Texans. All right, we'll be right back. It was good hearing from you. God bless you. Thank you for the call, man. We'll be right back with Dr. Blaylock.
This
man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been in Canada. I've been in Europe. I've been in Latin America. I've been all over the 50 states. And people are pretty cool all over. There's different types of folks, but I love all Americans. And I don't want to get off into a Californian bashing fest. I'm talking about, because Northern Californians are, you know, like a cross between somebody from the Ozarks and somebody from Texas. Great, hardworking, smart, wily people. You run into somebody in Southern California, a lot of nice people. We all know what we mean by Californians. The trendies that if you say hi to them, they don't say anything back. The super arrogant people that if they hear you talking to someone, then they'll come over and tell you you're wrong. And I've just learned now, because Austin has more Californians in it than any other city in Texas, that they're here to run the show. And these are the people that really have hurt California, and now they've damaged that state and they've left. The reason I raise that, there's an NBC article about the massive exodus from California that's taking place. I'm going to go back to your calls and do a bunch of news. Dr. Blaylock's never done this. I'm sure it's a time zone issue or some problem. He's MIA, but we'll if he doesn't pop in later, we'll get him on later in the week. Because I got a lot of news I want to cover on that front. But speaking of California, let me just show you this article right here. Because this is big government. This is open borders. This is carbon taxes. This is socialism. This is restricting guns. This is arresting surfers for no reason if they get too close to a whale. This is the letter we got sent registered mail to us today. And it says, City of Los Angeles, signs on public property, illegally, victory, you are not alone, united we stand. Well, we don't put out a bumper sticker or anything that says, victory, you are not alone, united we stand. Obviously, we have operations where we say hang flyers in legal and lawful areas, like a public commons or your YMCA or your work, or hand these out to people. But it doesn't matter. If someone sticks a Barack Obama sticker up on a light pole in California, do you think they get a City of Los Angeles, California, Antonio R. Villaraigosa, mayor, December 6, 2012, it just came today? Do you think you get this? And by the way, there's no judge. There's no jury. There's no. Their zoning and code enforcement says that I'll basically have a warrant put out for me if I don't pay them all this money. And they are demanding here in their letter, let's show folks the invoice here if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, $300.45, they can come after me for even more, and then we'll say the fine is owed. Well, here's the deal. Go ahead and put the warrant out for my arrest. I'm not going to pay you jack squat, you New World Order crime syndicate-run city. Okay? How's that sound? I once got a letter from a city in New Zealand because somebody climbed up on a derelict factory building that was later got demolished, we learned. That's why they did it. And sprayed Infowars.com on it. They wanted me to pay thousands. They actually said, we know you climbed up and did this. Let me explain something to you. And, of course, they know this at the City of Los Angeles. There isn't due process here. You just can't send me your letter saying pay us money or you're going to go to jail. There has to be something called due process, jack squat. You have to have a police officer or witnesses say that they saw it. I have to be written the citation, and then I have to appear in court with evidence, okay? We have always told people put signs in legal and lawful areas like a barn you've got on the side of the highway. And this is clearly what they describe here is clearly something that was homemade, and they don't even say where it was posted. They just say, we're God, pay us the money, or you're going to go to jail. So I thought, I said, should you have any questions or concerns regarding this matter, please contact the Investigation and Enforcement Division, 213-847-6088, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3:30. But hurry before the socialists collapse California, maybe any day, Monday through Friday. So there's globalist hour, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it says, you may visit our office at 1149 South Broadway, Suite 350, Los Angeles, 90015, to either make a payment or to schedule a hearing date to speak with an investigator regarding the case. Please be advised that investigators are not available for unscheduled personal conferences during regular business hours. You know what they do? They drive down the road when they see graffiti or whatever. They jump out, they scrape it off, and if it's got a name, well, what a way to frame somebody. We've actually had this happen before where people will fake an email with our address, try to cause problems, or they should send the Austin Police Department, we never found out who, a fax machine with our office fax saying, you know, we're going to kill you or we're going to blow you up. And the cops weren't stupid. They'd call up and go, this isn't really you, is it, Alex? And I'd say, no, you've called five times last year. I wish you'd find out that's spoofing my fax machine. But a lot of places you get a SWAT team raid over that. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. Again, we don't want bumper stickers posted in areas that are not your property. Now, if there's an area that's a known commons in the bar scene where there's signs and handbills put up for 20 years and it's kind of the art in the area, and well, then it's common law that's an area for posting. So you got to play it by ear yourself. But we're going to launch something as soon as they come in the next few weeks. I've bought 160,000 Infowars.com bumper stickers. And we are going to give them to, what's it come up to, about 1,600 or so people. We're going to give 100, with shipping included, This isn't the gimmick where it's like, call and get the vitamin, only pay for the shipping, and the shipping's $20. This is free shipping. Don't call yet, folks. They haven't come in. I got to put it up. We can't even charge a penny in the shopping cart because you have to charge something in the shopping cart for it to be able to register. I guess it's kind of a bug in it. So we'll have an email we put out, and then you'll send us an email pledging that you will put up 100 of the stickers in legal, lawful areas, whether it's on your business, your car, the side of your barn, or give them out to people that say that. And we'll have the pledge that, you know, when you get this 100 stickers, there'll be a letter that you pledge this. So it's all on record because we're selectively enforced. People said, why'd you cut out on YouTube Joe Rogan cussing? Because they've shut our channels down for cussing. Oh, you can kill people and cuss and do whatever you want on, you know, big national channels. You don't get shut down. They won't even give us a partner channel on YouTube. Folks, we have to fight, and I had to send them lawsuit. Well, I actually had to begin the filing process on YouTube once so I could even be on there. We have to scratch and battle and fight for every millimeter of space we've got. We are fought at the national level. We have had other people try to blackball us nationally. We've had people try to blackball us in talk radio. We have had everything you can imagine thrown at us. Stuff I won't even get into because I just know it's part of fighting a new world order. Doesn't get me down. It just makes me fight that much harder because it's happening. We are hitting absolute zeitgeist level on so many fronts as everything we talked about begins to happen. I told you 15 years ago they had hidden microphones in lampposts and in fake transformers. Why'd I know? Federal purchase orders. $880,000 every year. Up until last year, it went to more than $10 million a year just where I live. And by the way, it was a city power department person that called me with a tip. I don't even have time to look at most tips myself. I hope the crew's looking in there. And he's like, go check this out in the federal purchase orders. I am installing microphones, shotgun mics that listen to people at hundreds of yards away inside lampposts and fake transformers. Here's the name of the company. I went and found it all, reported it, and a month later the Statesman ran a story calling them gunshot detectors. Don't be afraid they're gunshot detectors. Never use to detect gunshots. Okay, because back then in 1998, you don't tell people they're putting microphones in the streetlights. People are going to freak out. But now, oh, nationwide, streetlights have microphones. All the buses are getting them. Oh, your phone in your house is watching and listening. Your computer, your TV, your TiVo, your DVR, your cable box. Oh, yeah, it's all true. See, now they're going to tell you about it. See, they tell you about everything they're doing decades after it's in place. And last hour, I showed you all the news articles from years ago where we showed this. It's in my film, Police State 2000, 1999, with the Austin American Statesman, showing the microphones. And it's so passe for me now. I'm so conditioned. I know where these are at, and I just haven't gotten a truck yet. And I've got to go get a truck, and I've got it, and it'll say it's illegal. I don't care. I'm doing it. I got to go get a truck and find a company that will go up with a cherry picker, and I got to go up there and tear open one of these things to show you. And I'm going to do it. That's next on the list. Come arrest me, you bastard New World Order, stinking microphones everywhere. Of course, now it won't even matter because they're like, oh, yeah, there's microphones. I mean, who's with me? I mean, well, we got to go rent the stinking cherry picker. The point is that this is the type of stuff we're dealing with in this country. I got work piled up so high, it's so sensational. Where are you out there tearing in to these street lamps with microphones and cameras? Because, see, soon it'll be like, oh, he tore into the security device. The first person to tear into one of these, and I'm not saying you should do it. I'm going to go out and do it. The first person to tear into one of these is going to be like Rosa Parks saying, I ain't sitting at the back of the bus. Folks, this is the real civil rights movement. It isn't about Jamie Foxx saying kill white people and all that. They want to get us fighting with each other. And union, non-union fighting, and North versus South fighting, because they're busy bringing this country down right now and putting in a foreign banker-controlled 1984 grid about 500 times worse than 1984. They got the kids trained to spy on their parents. It's all happening. And we all need to get upset. They think we're so weak, they're just going to acclimate now. Yeah, kooks don't like their TVs watching them. Gee, Bob, I thought the TVs weren't watching us. Well, no, they are. You know, it's Al-Qaeda. Hey, our government runs Al-Qaeda. Here's the New York Times finally. Oh, I was right about that, wasn't I? Folks, I'm right about it all. Okay? I'm right about it all. All of it. All of it. All of it. Is my interpretation always 100%? No. But in generality, I'm right. What are you going to do about it? They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're chemtrailing you. The GMO is designed to kill you.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You know, Ted Nugent moved outside Austin. Chuck Norris, he's from Oklahoma, so that doesn't really count. That's just an extension of Texas, or vice versa. But I'm just reading about all the Hollywood people are moving to Austin. I go to the grocery store every once in a while. I'll see a movie star or whatever. It's just crazy. And that's great. I'm not trying to run down Californians. It's not Californians. California is totally submerged in Hollywood culture. It's Hollywood. that is invading my beloved state and ruining it. And I'm not even saying all the Hollywood people themselves are bad. It's the arrogance that these yuppies wear, where you say hi to them. I mean, I'll be out in the middle of nowhere with my dogs and my children sometimes, and you'll come to a creek, and there'll be some Californians there, and you'll say, hey, how's it going? They just don't even talk to you. And then they'll just ignore you. Now, you run into other Californians, they're real nice, because they're not Californians. They're these trendyoids, these Californioids. Anyway, side issue. I was just talking to Weldon Henson about his run-ins with Californians. It's just bizarre. We got the phones loaded on that subject. By the way, it's kind of fortuitous that Dr. Blaylock didn't make it. He always shows up. Must have been some kind of issue or time zone snafu, because I wasn't going to have time to air, because it didn't get ready until just now. The video, and he was going to be almost in the third hour, of my confrontation down there at the federal building. And I'm not going to put all the audio out or video of inside, just because those guys look pretty darn scared. All I did was, well, I'll tell the story when we come back from break, take a few more calls. Let's go to calls right now. Sam wants to talk about JFK. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
I got to tell you, it was 2 months ago to the day when I called in last, and I had an idea just listening to you yesterday speaking to Mr. Ventura. You know, we should make this into a million-man march on the 22nd coming up next November for the 50th anniversary.
No, I agree. I mean, let's just say 20,000. If we got 20,000 people to march on the 50th anniversary, because they've said, it actually said in the Dallas Morning News, the riffraff and the carnival atmosphere, the government's going to have police fence it off, and no one's allowed to be there, when the globalists never wanted to be there. They killed him, they moved forward. We've been exposing it, we've now won the fight, over 90% know the truth, they want to ban us. Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to protest the violation of the First Amendment and the military-industrial complex murdering JFK.
I completely agree, but we got to shoot for 1 million. We got to overwhelm them. We got to, just like the, it's symbolic, you know, just like 9/11 was, just because of the date.
This, I know, but you say symbolic. 1 million and then 80,000 show up. I mean, we need to have tens of thousands of people show up, and I've got a great affiliate up there in Dallas. I could even do an event up there when I do that. Ventura likes the idea of I can rent a hotel ballroom and have our own, you know, operation. That's the type of thing, though, they'll try to sabotage. I know how the system works. And it's not that I'm even lazy to get out in the field. Once I do it, I turn into a wild man. It's or storming the Texas Capitol or the Bilderberg Group or Bohemian Grove. It's just that it's almost like grandstanding to go out and lead a big group of people. But it needs to be done. And so, yes, we're going to do it, sir. It's on.
Alex, just please, you know, you do so much for the movement. Let us do this. There is a million of us.
I know, but you're going to need to get people promoting it and focusing, or no one will show up.
I agree, but, you know, just every day, mention it once, you know, like it could be like a sign-off thing, like you do a quote maybe or something, but I'm telling you, people are hyped, and we are really...
Hey, it's on, brother. God bless you. It's on. I told them in April when they announced no one's allowed unless they agree with the official story. It was in the Dallas Morning News and the Dallas Observer that Alex Jones, quote, the king of conspiracy, you mean the king of reality, is coming up there. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Wisconsin. Says he was jailed for false info. Oh, yeah, I've seen articles the last few months where, speaking of L.A., thousands of innocent people have been falsely arrested. And sometimes they stay in jail for months with, quote, you know, the computer having a malfunction. That's like in Brazil where the fly falls in the typewriter and says Biddle instead of Tittle or something. And then they go and SWAT team him and take him off and kill him. And that's how the movie begins. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Tell us what happened to you.
Alex Jones, it's such a pleasure talking to you right now, sir.
No, it's good talking to you. What's on your mind? Quickly.
What's on my mind? I'll make it real quick and simple. I'll try to at least, sir. Okay, last weekend, I asked my grandmother for my grandfather's Colt government series, I mind you, Colt 22 long rifle, right? I asked her if I could go ahead and take it up north with one of my girlfriends to go hunting.
Okay. My gosh, taking your grandfather's gun, shooting? What do you think you are, in America? I want to hear what happened to you on the other side. Wow, this sounds pretty bad, folks. Thank goodness they put him in jail.
We'll learn the shocking truth of what this evil criminal did with his grandfather's cult. Straight ahead. Where are the super friends when you need them? Arrest all gun owners. Bob Costas is right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here live. I am your host, Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We drive our ships to new lands, fight the hordes, sing and cry. Valhalla, we are coming. I know I'm butchering that if Robert Plant's listening in Austin. He's a transplant from Britannia, not from California. He was on his way to California in that big jet airplane and found his way here. Hey, going back to Chris was just talking about when he went out and played drums professionally for some pretty big rock bands in California, that when he was out there, when he first got there, they said, listen, don't talk to people. Nobody's your friend. Nobody wants to just talk to you. It's 30 seconds. Everybody's trying to figure out the greatest, newest, biggest, quickest deal. Now, that's low-level California, L.A. Higher level, it's all about relationships and people and not meeting after meeting. And it's all a bunch of scammers, too. They'll call you up, say, I got this incredible business deal for you, $1 million, and you get there and go work for them, and they don't do anything. And it is that plastic culture of everyone acting like they're powerful, acting like they're trendy. And I'm telling you, Austin has just filled up. I think half the city's from L.A. now. It's not California. It's L.A. And they want you to know they run your life. My son, when he's at YMCA or even in homeschool groups, the only kids he has problems with are L.A. trendy kids. And they're bossy. They're mean. They say, I'm going to call the police on you because you don't like Obama. I mean, we have to now ask off record. We're like, are there any Californians at this event? We can't go. I'm not kidding. This is real, folks. We're on the radio and five or six big affiliates, Needles, Bakersfield, quite a few great stations there. I mean, California, I'm talking about the trendies, and the Californians know who they are. Someday we got to open the phones up just on that subject. I got to get to this federal building news here in a moment, but finish your story real quickly. What happened? You wanted to go shooting with some friends. What happened? You got Grandpa's gun. I guess Grandpa's passed on?
Yes, sir. My grandfather passed away in 9/11 of 07, sir.
Okay, so you asked Grandma, can I borrow the gun?
Right. I asked Grandma to borrow the gun. I went out that Saturday morning, shot a couple coons, shot a couple of squirrels. Went to a friend's house because he was interested in buying my gun, right? Not buying it. He was interested in me giving it to him. Okay, I am now facing a charge, and it's called DC user.
No, it's called transferring. Number one, you could sell your own personal guns, but they will lie and tell you and convince you, and the jury's so dumb they'll believe it, that you were involved in firearm selling as a business without the federal firearms license. That's why you go to a gun show, sell your private guns all day. But if you sell your private guns and buy more, and it's obviously a business, they get you. It's how they got Sully Castile, just selling off some of his guns because he needed money. And this is how they do it. And the whole thing was probably a setup because there's major federal funding the police to do this. But go ahead and tell me what happened to you.
It was, sir, a setup because that night proceeded on. I brought the gun over to my friend's house, right?
Yeah.
I gave it to him. It is no longer in my possession, okay? I gave this gun to him. Like, here you go, sir. This is my gun. Go ahead, have fun with it, right? So the night went on. Someone at the house went ahead and had some controversy with the owner of the house. He went ahead and took further proceedings and taking his samurai sword to his neck. I went ahead and broke up that fight. I grabbed the samurai sword, threw it out of his
Sure. So I understand. So the police came and they charged you for illegal transfer of a firearm, and your lawyer won't tell you this. They'll want a plea bargain and suck all your money out of you. You simply go look at the code. I don't remember the number right now. You go look at the code that it was a gift or a loan, and you have no history of selling firearms, and that it was a firearm your grandmother gave you that you were loaning to a friend, which is totally legal and lawful. Look up the code. I appreciate your call. Okay, if your lawyer won't tell you, they're going to hit you and hit you hard and suck everything out of you got. It's all part of the country of evil, country of scamming, of lying, of frauding. Everybody's looking for the quick deal, the quick scam. The real deal is being a good person that works hard and takes action but is also smart. You're not going to find success with television. You're not going to find it with Hollywood. You're not going to find it with all the trendy avenues. The real world is waiting for you, though. The globalists are the only ones that are there. They're in the real world outside the machine, manipulating and controlling all the levers and hoping you never figure out that it's a matrix, that it's an artificial environment they're building that they want to insert us into. And by the way, that's a new Pentagon report out in Wired Magazine. You may have heard it talked about a few times by a talk show host. Again, I know what I talk about is fantastical. Reality is fantastic. And the best news I've ever gotten is that I can hear all the big national talk show hosts and others picking up my talking points, and we're making it safe to talk about this. That is our greatest power, is that we are being ripped off for everything we cover and do, which I love. I love it. Keep it up. Keep it up. In fact, anybody out there, you can take research we do, points I make, things I do, run with it. I know a lot of you haven't developed yet, and you're jealous and envious of me, and so you're not willing to take the info because you know you're getting it from us. Hey, there isn't ego here. This is about survival, ladies and gentlemen. This is about whatever works best to expose the globalists for the truth. Use it. Okay? And so Our time is coming. Your time as a patriot is coming. Now is the time. People are ready to listen. Don't worry about brain-damaged zombies out there, you know, that serve the system and you can't get through to and then self-satisfiedly laugh at you through arrogance because they believe they're part of the system. That's a defense mechanism because they feel incredibly weak. Okay? Get out there. Now is the time to save humanity. So many people hate humanity because they're frustrated. They feel like failures. They have this instinctive race memory of great things their ancestors did and great things they should be doing. And they don't like what the world is offering, and they don't like the fakeness of it. And it feels very nauseating and disgusting. And so they start hating their fellow man. And believe me, it's easy. Instead of loving your fellow humans and understanding they're victims of the technotronic age. If you don't know what that is, you need to look it up. Brzezinski will tell you. Now is the time for a revolution against dehumanization. A revolution against those that would shutter our minds. A revolution against dehumanization. Now is the time. You stand at the crossroads. Soon, the window of opportunity will close, and we'll have to go through an incredible technocratic dark age. The city-states will rise. The old nations will die. The city-states will combine forces into the global crime syndicate combine. Neo-feudalism will be restored. A great time of just humans being torn to pieces is going to be with us. A boot stomping on the human face forever. We need to slingshot around this gravitational black hole. But we're approaching the event horizon where we're going to go in, through, and beyond. It is my wish to go around it, but I am accelerating and accelerating everyone else's, you know, to use a quantum mechanics physics example, I am accelerating the information, and I am trying to accelerate as many people as we can to slingshot around the black hole and to miss it. But soon we're going to know, and I'll be able to tell you from my estimation, doesn't mean I'm totally right, whether we need to go ahead and turn towards the center and go full throttle in. Okay, and then once that starts, Katie bar the door. I can't believe people say their lives are empty. We are living in an absolute science fiction movie. I mean, we're living in the Matrix. This is amazing. I mean, whoa. A scientific takeover is taking place by mad scientists. And we care what trendy sloths walking around acting effeminate when they come up and tell us we're not trendy, we cower to them. We should laugh at them. Not because we want to make them feel bad. That is the only thing that deprograms them, is to laugh at them and then explain to them about the real world. It's a 2x4 up against the head. I call upon the human survival instinct to be activated. And your subconscious mind knows what that is, even if your conscious doesn't. We are under grave attack. We are under grave assault. This is an emergency worldwide transmission announcement. Activate your survival mechanisms now. Activate your survival mechanisms now. Go to the lifeboats. This civilization is a guillotine, a kill system. Awaken. The lifeboat is finding your primitive power drive. Find it. Activate it. Fire it up. Ask your cerebral cortex to access the basic programs God gave you, and we will beat this. You've got the tools. You've got to activate your resistance programming now. Activate it. They've turned off your survival mechanisms. They've turned off your life force, life preservation, hillbilly programming. Reactivate now. Get off their GMO, their fluoride, nerve gas, weapon systems. Get off as much poison grade as you can. You're still going to be hit by a lot of it, but it's turned up to a certain level where everybody doesn't drop dead immediately as they increase the kill level. If you just cut way back on the amount of poison you're getting in the system, it's titrated for a higher level for the general public. You'll be at a much better operating system. You understand that? So you don't have to get rid of all the poison. You never will. Try to get rid of as much of it as you can, as much clean water as you can get, as much nutrients, vitamins, exercise, just communing with the, you know, God, the universe, making that connection, energizing, just saying, I'm weak, God of the universe, help us. And God will help you. Yeah, but you've got to, like a solar panel, turn yourself to the spirit of the creator and just say, give me the energy. Help me. The enemy's got me. The snake, the giant boa constrictor of the New World Order is wrapped around me. It's crushing me. Give me strength to tear it loose. And you've got to, even if you don't think you have the strength, you have to grab the snake by the neck and you've got to start squeezing it and decide you're going to tear its head off. You understand that? That snake is wrapped around us all, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to skip this final break to get to this piece. Oh, man, I'm going to start telling people what I really think. You've got to ask God to free you. That's why every culture, when they're worshiping God, they open their hands up, ladies and gentlemen. They can feel the energy. The universe bends towards justice. You've got, though, to say, I stand with justice. I'm weak. I'm a sinner. I'm bad. Make me strong. Take me over. Because the evil's going to take you over. You're either going to turn yourself over to good freely. Good will not take you over. Evil will. Evil's battering, ramming all of us. Give me control. Give me control. Give me control. Good won't do that. You have to say, help me. Help me. I want out of this. And that's where the commitment comes against this evil. All right. Our own Molly Rogers, great photographer. She can even make me look half decent in the photos you've been seeing out there. She wanted to go out and take photos downtown. So we got surveillance camera photos, but also Capitol photos for the magazine, InfoWars magazine. This is about 2 weeks ago now. And she goes out, she comes back, and she goes, you know, you say we can take photos of buildings, but the feds came out, and the guy had a badge and everything, and said he was going to arrest me, that I was a terrorist, that I looked shady, and then I couldn't take photos in America, that, you know, he might arrest me and all this stuff. And I had to go show her, look, you know, the Supreme Court had just ruled the day before that you could take government buildings and police in public, and I had to show her that. And I said, we'll go down there. So about a week later, a week and a half later, we went down there. And they were out there in 30 seconds on her, and they do it to other Austinites. I mean, she didn't even know it was a federal building. They got like five of them downtown. It's unmarked. And finally, a security guard comes out, and we're leaving. He goes, oh, I'm a listener. No, they didn't call me. I was just doing my rounds because it's a big building. And then I said, well, where are they? Well, the federal police were inside. He goes, well, go make a complaint. So I went and opened the gate, went in and talked to them. And so we'll go ahead and play this report here. But here's the deal. If they can tell you, a woman, clean cut, out on the side of the street, taking photos of a bunch of surveillance cameras. Obviously a terrorist could get Google Earth. Obviously a terrorist would drive by. It's about making you feel like you're a suspect. It's this role reversal where government is our master, we're the servant, and we're dirty, bad, you know, terrorists when the government runs the terrorist on record. So here's the video, here's the audio, and it'll be up on InfoWars.com the next 30 minutes. I don't know what we're going to name it yet. Probably something like Alex Jones confronts the feds on their turf. And they wouldn't come out for me. The federal police stayed inside. It was later security guards on their rounds that came up, and they, at least the first one was a listener. They said, well, here, I'll open the gate for you. Go talk to them. So here is that video and audio.
Why don't you decide to join the Republic? Why don't you decide to join the First Amendment and stand with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson?
And this is bullhorning.
That we don't have the right to come.
Yeah, I forgot my bullhorn, so I was using my own voice. This is right up against the federal building with them looking at me out the windows. Here it is. Alex Jones versus a federal tyranny command post. That's the name Rob gave it. And shows Molly's photos. Very well produced.
Police arrest folks all over the country for filming them in public, no matter how many times state and federal courts say it's constitutional. And federal buildings, they'll say, don't videotape, even if it's the middle of downtown Austin, like we're terrorists. It's ridiculous. You could go to Google Earth or Google Street View and see all of this. It's all about teaching you that you're bad and that you're a suspect and that you've done something wrong. It's all an act of domination by an out-of-control government. It's like telling black folks to sit at the back of the bus or the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. So we've sent reporters down to the NSA. They take other reporters' footage. They didn't take ours because we told them about lawsuits and they knew about them. You know, they knew they'd been losing lawsuits. And it's the same thing with these guys. We have to exercise our rights. And to make a long story short, Molly was out getting photos last week for InfoWars magazine of just different government buildings and satellite equipment and cameras and things for the Big Brother edition that we've got coming out in a few months. And they came over and said, you look shady, get out of here. She said, but it's America. And they said, we don't care, get out of here. We're going to, you know, basically grab you. So we're going over there now because we don't like bullies who think this is North Korea. Here we go. Hey, where is it?
Okay. So I was right at the corner. You see all the surveillance cameras? The corner of the building right here?
Yeah. And they came over and said, you look shady.
Yes, they said it's illegal to take pictures of any Fed building, especially if you're taking pictures of security.
And that is total, absolute horseshit. And again, this is the federal government that's on record shipping the narcotics into this country for the last 50 years. This is the federal government that's using Al-Qaeda, even McClatchy newspaper and L.A. Times now report, against Libya and Syria and giving them missiles. But we can't film them because we might be terrorists. No, you work for the foreign banks that are the terrorists. So here we are. Here we are. I mean, we're not a little lady out here. Of course, they monitor us as well. They know I've said I'm coming down here. Here we are in America. No, they'd rather corner American citizens and turn this slowly into North Korea, intimidating each person, having a chilling effect on people. By the way, you really believe all this terrorism crud? You could drive by here all day and videotape. You could go to Google Earth and look down into their back courtyard. You could go to Street View and other services and see everything right here. No, it's about coming out to her and saying, hey, you're not in America anymore. You don't come here and you don't videotape. You're God, you're King. You're supposed to kneel down and beg the federal government to take all of your liberties. That's what you're supposed to do. It's unbelievable what this country's turned into and how the federal government, run by foreign banks, thinks it can intimidate the press in this country. Well, that's over. Because the spirit of 1776 is rising worldwide. Now, your security crew came out here and told my reporter and my photographer that she wasn't in America anymore, that she was in North Korea, and that she could be disappeared if she dared come here and show this facility. How dare you tell people it's illegal to film your cancer centers, to film your foreign banker occupation command centers. And I, for one, am not going to stand here idle while you tell us that we don't have a First Amendment, and while you lie, the federal government is run by foreign banks. The federal government ships in the narcotics. The federal government runs the white slavery and child kidnapping rings. All you are is a collection agency for private banks. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, crime syndicate. The so-called president shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. We are sick of it. We know the truth. And we know you're spying on us illegally. And because you know you're committing crimes, the wicked flee when none are true. And so we are here telling you now, don't you ever try to intimidate women and children and tell them that they don't have a First Amendment. You are attempting to convert our country into a open tyranny. And on behalf of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all of our veterans that fought and died for supposed freedom, I issue you now on video a cease and desist. We know your controller staged 9/11. We know you work for narcotics traffickers and money launderers. Do not be on the wrong side of history. The answer to your 1984 tyranny is 1776. You are Al-Qaeda. This building is Al-Qaeda. On record. And there are the federal marshals and FBI and they're peering down on us. It was a federal marshal sent me the Homeland Security report where you say returning veterans are the number one terrorist along with gun owners. So I know you're not all bad. But to your controllers, they are bad and we're calling them out. I wanted you to come out here today in your drama queen garbage and act all put out and act like we're criminals and act like we're bad and act like we're dirty so that I could show people how ridiculous it is and show them news articles admitting you run Al-Qaeda, you ran them in 1980,
You ran them in 2001, and you run them right now. And your own FBI Deputy Director O'Neill said that before he was killed. So you're not all bad, but we need to see more of you speak out.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones. Hey, she was here last week just getting shots around the city for my magazine, okay. One of my reporters, and you guys told her it's illegal to film your federal building.
Really?
Yeah. Was it, come on over here, Molly. Was it one of these guys?
No, he was not in security uniform.
But he came out of that door?
Business suit, yes.
Oh, it was a business suit?
Yes, okay. But then he went back into the building.
Is that one of the federal marshals or one of the FBI guys?
If they're in a suit, I mean, it could have been one of the marshals, but it could have been, you know,
We just wanted to tell you, and we can email it to you if you like. The Supreme Court's ruled. There's been hundreds of state rulings. You can film federal buildings, NSA buildings, TSA, as long as you don't interfere with the internal operations of it. And it's called the First Amendment. Like in North Korea, they come and arrest you if you film a building. And last time I heard, I'm not in North Korea.
Right, right. Well, I'm actually a listener, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might get in trouble saying that, buddy.
No.
Well, listen, I know there's a lot of good people because I've had federal marshals give us, you know, great tips on things.
Yeah.
My issue is a guy came out in a suit, she didn't know it's a federal building. We said, go get some shots of the Capitol and get some shots of, cameras and stuff. And she's over here. Well, ooh, finally, a shot for a Big Brother issue. And they come out and say, hey, you look shady. We can arrest you. And so I said, you know what? We're going to come here because if we don't defend the First Amendment, we're going to lose it.
Well, you have every right to do so. I mean, if you guys want to speak to one of the employees, one of the marshals, then you can go over there and talk to him.
Sure, Molly, you want to go tell him what happened to you? What did he look like? Here, come give us a description, Molly.
He was about, I'd say, in his mid-60s, and he was wearing a business suit with a tag.
That was the court security. But there should be a representative over there. Yeah.
Okay, so that's court security. 60 years old, tag, suit. What color was his hair?
It was like pepper.
And then what was he, what description? Was he black, white?
No, he was white. He was white. And
well,
he
yeah.
About yay.
What color eyes?
I don't remember. He had glasses on, actually, now that I can think about it.
Okay. Well, because of the fact that I'm not a federal police officer and I'm a security officer, I can't take your complaint and send it through. You guys.
No, I know, but he came out and told her it was illegal.
Okay.
Well, right, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you would like, I mean, feel free to go in there and talk to them. You got about 30 minutes before they close.
Okay, folks. That's it. The exciting conclusion, when we get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com, the next 30 minutes, radio listeners can go see when we go in. And at first, they all get in our face. And then I point out, you know, that there's a civil rights violation, and they admit it. They go, no, you're allowed to videotape the building, obviously. And that's all on tape. But the point is that it's not fun to go down and confront the federal government because those people that work there, I don't think, are probably criminals. But up top, they are criminals. Narcotics traffickers, child kidnapping runners, Al-Qaeda runners. I mean, by the way, if you're a radio listener on the video, we show news articles mainstream for everything I'm claiming. And so the federal government is foreign bank run. The foreign banks run Al-Qaeda. Our government is Al-Qaeda run. Our government is Al-Qaeda. Okay. All day, they tell us we're Al-Qaeda, we could be Al-Qaeda, we're guilty until proven innocent because we could be Al-Qaeda, they're Al-Qaeda, you're Al-Qaeda, you're guilty, I don't trust you, I'm watching you. Ooh, that's the American way. Don't trust government, keep it small. See, I'm with George Washington, I'm not with Janet Napolitano. One last point, folks, Christmas is here. Please give people InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonBunny.tv memberships. You can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's 59 cents a piece. One membership, 10 people can use it with the username passcode you create. Your Christmas shopping's over. Go get it. So you're giving it to 20 people. That's like 12 bucks, $5.95 twice. You go, you get two memberships, you create username and passcode for each one. You give that in a card to people. Here's your great monthly membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv and the ProPure deal, 15% off InfoWarsShop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.